chillier than last week, and the temperature's just starting to drop. I'm going to brave it out until the end of October in my short sleeves. Oh dear, so if I turn into ice, just poke me this evening. Now, and very excitedly, hopefully you've got a second booklet. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Christmas is getting ever, ever closer. And in that second booklet, you will see that I have done my best to produce what I promised I would do last week, which is a version of the Rata Gloria with just your music in it. And specifically for the tenors, because they did want to check with me, a line for each voice part. There's a soprano line, alto line, tenor line, and bass line. And we will work our way through that. Some of it will be familiar because of what we've already worked on. And then there's a couple of other phrases that are new, but were too confusing in the other score to make our way through. So hopefully that will be clear now. No doubt there will be a few typos, because that's what usually happens with all this wonderful technology and errant humanoids. And then also, towards the back of the book, a piece called That's Christmas to Me, as recorded by the Pentatonix. If you haven't come across the Pentatonix, they are an amazing, amazing group of people and singers. And that is the piece, the solo piece that has been chosen for So Vocal to perform in the Christmas concerts this year. So we are introducing you to that this evening. And then there is still another piece which I keep mentioning, but needs even more negotiation. So it is my fervent wish that before next week, you will have probably booklet number 3, the return of the killer booklet, and that will include, or indeed just a separate, that other piece as well. But more to come on that in due course. We have Rob on the piano this evening. Let's stand and get ourselves warmed up, or in my case, cooled down. And let's do a bit of shaking of our wrists. Actually, so far, my wedding is just about to fall off. Very good, shaking up. Very good. Shaking on shoulders. A bit of this. And a bit of... all the way down to your ankles if you can get there. And then all the way back up. And as you might pass the chest... oh. Stop it! I'm not saying a word, that's completely up to you. And a little bit of shoulder massage, preferably yourself. Some choirs you can do this and massage each other's shoulders, and then there are some choirs who definitely do not want to do that. So that's up to you how you want to do that. Just a bit of a knee shake as well. And just imagine that the balls of your feet are really well in touch with the floor. Let's take a sniffing breath in. Good blowing breath out. Yawning breath in. And yawn out and oh! Well, yes, I think you could go a little slower into the lower part of the voice. Okay, let's do the same thing again. Good yawning breath in. Oh! I'm only mid-range. And you're already down around your boots. Right, let's use our arms this time. So when our arms reach there, it is mid, and by the time your arms have basically reached down to your legs or your knees, if they reach that far, then that's when you can be going. But let it be a slow slide, okay? Yawning breath in. And out. Arms. Oh! Lovely! Let's do that in the opposite direction. That's quite exciting. I didn't realise we were going to be that good. Right, okay, so breathing in. Here we go. Lansbury's Reeves this week. And in Bedknobs and Broomsticks, after she has done her spell on all of the medieval furniture and armoury, when the spell wears off and she falls off a broomstick, the sound that they use to show that the armoury is sort of falling on the ground is exactly that.
Oh.
That's why I suddenly went, oh my goodness me, I'm 8 years old again and watching Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Very good. Make this sound for me, please. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da.
Can you say for me, mi me ma mo mu?
Mi me ma mo mu.
And can we have D major, please, Rob? We might have done this exercise last week. Forgive me if we have, but mi me ma mo mu, your turn.
Mi me ma mo mu,
going up.
Mi me ma mo mu,
going up.
Mi me ma mo mu,
si me ma.
Mi me ma mo.
Good. Now, at the front of that mini-mini-me, we're going to put this. Mini-mini-me, mini-mini-me, mini-mini, and then me-may-ma-ma-moo. So it's going to be three mini-mes. Mini-mini-me, mini-mini-me, mini-mini, and then me-may-ma-ma-moo. Let's just say that with them and get used to it. Two, three.
Mini-mini-me, 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 me-may-ma-ma-moo.
Walk on the spot as you're doing it, okay? There's a bit of a rhythmic phase that goes on. Mini-mini-me, 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 me-may-ma-ma-moo. Your turn. Yeah, and you see immediately Rob then brings in some funky accompaniment. So, starting on an A, we'll do mini 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 me ma ma mu. Your turn.
Mini 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 mini
mini mini and say bim.
Bim.
And then say bum.
Bum.
And then say biddy.
Biddy.
Every time you have a bim, I'd like you to clap your hands. Bim. Every time you have a bum, I'd like you to stop it. I'd like you to snap your fingers. Bum. Every time you have a biddy, I'd like you to pat your leg. Biddy. So it could go. Bim, bum, bim, bum. Try that.
Bim, bum, bim, bum.
Try biddy, biddy.
Biddy, biddy.
Bum.
Bum.
So far, bim, bum, bim, bum, biddy, biddy. Bum. Is that what you were trying to tell me?
Yes.
It's been a long day. So, bim, bum, bim, bum, biddy, biddy, bum. Your turn.
Bim, bum, bim, bum, biddy, biddy, bum.
Very good. Let's try biddy, bum, biddy, biddy. Oh, sorry. Biddy, bum, biddy, biddy, bum, bim, bum. Biddy, bum. Yeah, starting with here. Biddy, one, two, go. Biddy,
bum,
biddy, bum,
biddy, bum, biddy, bum, bum.
Biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum. What? Do you know what? I did this with a whole load of conservatoire students this afternoon, and it's perfect. Do it in front of you, and it goes to. I'm terribly sorry. All right, let's do that again.
Biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum.
Try it again.
Biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim.
bum. From the beginning goes. Bim bum, bim bum, biddy biddy bum, biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum. And again. Now you know how I feel. Let's take all of those actions out for a moment and just try a little tune with this. It goes. Bim bum, bim bum, biddy biddy bum. Bim bum, bim bum, biddy biddy bum. Biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum.
Biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum.
Bim bum, bim bum, biddy biddy bum, biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum.
Bim bum, bim bum, biddy biddy bum,
biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum. Very good. Biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum.
Biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum.
Very good. Try that with the actions now. We'll do this slowly. So it's going to be bim bum, bim bum. Biddy biddy bum, biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bum. Right, here we go. As slowly as you like. Good luck. Starts with a clap. Finishes with a whimper. Two, three, ah!
Bum, bum, biddy biddy bum, biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bum, bum.
And again.
Bum. Bum, biddy biddy bum, biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum.
Very good. And we could do that the second time. And instead of going bim bum, we actually go bim bum and finish it off like that. Okay, so let's try that version now. I'll tell you whether it's the high version or otherwise. Ready? Here we go. Ah!
Bum, 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 biddy biddy bum, biddy bum. Bum, bum, biddy, biddy, bum, biddy, bum, biddy, biddy, bum, bim, bum.
That's the way. Stand up for me. See if you can get that a bit faster. This is one of those really good brake training exercises. What are you dying, Jonathan? Here we go. Oh, one, two, three, up.
Bum. Bum, biddy biddy bum, biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum. Bum, bum, biddy biddy bum, biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum.
And again!
Bum, bum, biddy biddy bum, biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum. Bum, bum, biddy biddy bum, biddy bum, biddy biddy bum, bim bum.
That goes on for another 30 minutes. Very good. Take a seat. That's just got our brains working a little bit as well. Let us find Rutter Gloria, please. In your new second book, have you got the accompaniment as well? Yeah. Look at that one as well as the other one. Mine. And let's have a look at movement number one, which is the first one in the book. Let me just explain a little bit about how this is laid out. As you know, we are taking part with all of the other choirs, and there is the orchestra playing as well. So instead of wasting a whole load of paper and giving you a whole load of music that you're not going to need, I've just given you what you require here. So this is what it feels like, a little bit, to be a member of the orchestra. You've only basically got your music in front of you that you need, except I've tried to be kind. So when you've got these big blocks of bars where it says 20, that means there are going to be 20 bars of music that go by in that space of time. And you can either learn it by listening to the piece, and I'm going to show you that a little bit later on, and get a feel for, oh yeah, that's where we get to the music and then we get ready to start. Or you can do what I sometimes have to do, sitting on the organ in the CBSO and going 1, 2, 2, 2. 345, 2, 346, 2. Play very loud chord! So that's how that works. And then, whenever you see those very small little bits of music, those are what are called cues. And they are simply just a little thing that, listen out for this in the orchestration or in the choir. Every time it says orc, you'll hear some instruments in the orchestra playing that little bit of music. Okay. When you have, I think there's some examples on the next page, page 2 at figure 3, you can see it says brackets sopranos going, and in meadow parks. So that, you listen out for the sopranos who won't be singing that, you won't be singing that, but that will be happening somewhere else with other sopranos. You always sing the big notes, okay? Or at least the bigger notes on the page. And let's see how we go. So let's start reading from figure 2 on this first page, and you will hopefully find that this is very, very familiar. So in unison,
Donia in excelsis Deo,
one and a two and a
Donia in excelsis Deo.
Press. One, two, three, two, breath.
Donia in excelsis Deo.
That's the way. So altos, tenors, and basses are on the bottom line of this page. Let's just hear you, please. The soprano, it's that tune again. Okay?
Here we go! There we go! There we go!
One, two, three, breath, two, three.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Very good, altos. Excellent basses. Nearly there, tenors. It starts higher, so it's this old problem that suddenly it goes into harmony.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Very, very close to it, and let's just help her put that into place again. Tenors alone, please. One, two, three.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Good. And can you see really clearly on your line that as the pitch goes down into the middle line of the stave, that means your voice is going to have to come down.
Sis Deo.
And if you were watching a conductor showing you like that, you would see that there's quite a big difference in the vocal stretch there. So actually, you can be following these note heads really quite clearly because it gives you a really good graphical representation of what's happening pitch-wise. Altos, tenors, and basses one more time, please.
Altos, tenors, basses.
One, two, three.
Oh, no.
Exactly the same thing again, but now with the sopranos.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Very good, and you've remembered brilliantly from the last couple of weeks that it's oh, and that one is a shorter version there. Great. Then at figure 4, I believe at figure 4, this is new information. Figure 4 or bar 91. I've tried to give you all of the information that is likely to be shouted out in a rehearsal. So it's sometimes what happens, you spend a lot of money on orchestral parts and they only come with figures. Or they only come with bar numbers. So I've given you both figures and bar numbers in the hope that we have covered all our bases. So let's now have a look at this little phrase, which will be frighteningly familiar for the sopranos. And we'll begin with the basses at bar 91.
Gloria in excelsis, Deo.
Your turn.
Gloria in excelsis, Deo.
And that's an even shorter one. This time it's just a minim and then a crotchet rest. So that's the shortest one thus far. Very well read indeed, basses. Tenors, let's put you with that. You sing basically the same note all the way through until the last
Sis Deo.
So,
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Whilst the basses have something that purports to be a melody, which is unusual for them.
Here we go.
And
Gloria in excelsis, in excelsis Deo.
Bravi. And altos, you get more than two notes.
Gloria in excelsis, in excelsis.
And sopranos, yours is frighteningly familiar.
Gloria in extensis, in extensis, in extensis
deus. Which sounds a little bit like the record just got stuck around the Appendix Stilsis area, and then suddenly somebody walks past and knocks it and then off it goes again. So let's put this together and see what happens.
Gloria,
1, 2, 3, do, do,
Gloria.
Basses at this moment, again, just for harmonic purposes. Basically, really careful to come down the scale.
Gloria, space, line, space.
Here we go, alto, seven basses.
Gloria, in excelsis, in excelsis, in excelsis, Deo.
You're very, very close, tenors.
In excelsis, Deo.
And then it comes down right at the very end. Good. Can anybody tell me what the little F means at the beginning of this, above the word Gloria?
Forte.
Forte. And what does forte actually mean?
Loud.
Oh, interesting. You say loud. I was always taught strong. So actually you can have different versions of this stronger dynamic, okay? And then you all know what cresc means halfway down the page, yeah? Good. And then you know what two F's mean? Very strong. Very strong. So, can you now show me what John Rutter has written dynamically here as you sing that phrase again? Between your very last, very strong dynamic and your starting strong dynamic. So now let's start slightly softer and then crescendo probably the same amount to where we got to, okay? And just remember, there's about 600 of you singing this, so actually we're going to need to be really mindful of these dynamics, and it's not just going to be a big bellow from start to finish. Probably Simon, they might start a little softer, a little smaller, and then gradually get a bit bigger so that by fortissimo they're waving their arms around and trying not to smack the leader or the leader of the cellos at that particular moment. Great! Then we get quite a lot of holiday time. But during your holiday time, I've given you some excursions. At figure 5, the sopranos do something. At figure 6, you hear the orchestra going bam, bam, ba da wham. That's trumpets. Then the sopranos do something. Tenors at figure 7 do something. Altos do something very interesting at the end of the page. And then at figure 8 over the page, there's some chords where everything comes together. At figure 9, there's a big tune between the altos and the basses. And then at figure 10, we need to start waking up again, because the basses go of the other choir. Gloria in hec. That's your waking up music. And then 4 bars before you sing, the next entrance, which is the bottom of page 3 or bar 219, all of the parts are starting to come in, and in fact, sopranos, you are the last ones with your other soprano colleagues in the other groups. So now let's just have a look at this little bit at the bottom of our page 3 or bar 219. Let us first of all begin with the sopranos. And it goes,
Gloria! Gloria!
So it's not on the beat. rhythm at the bottom of this page, please. 1, 2, 3, go! 2, 3, Gloria! Tip, tip, tip,
Gloria!
Tip, tip, tip,
In excelsis Deo!
That's the way. And try and, the next time I invite you to speak the rhythm of something, try and do it in a very much more uplifting way as opposed to Gloria.
Gloria.
So, let's hear what the tenors have got at this moment, because you're also quite high placed with the sopranos.
Gloria! Gloria!
And it goes.
In excelsis Deo!
So actually, your music is similar to theirs, but more interesting.
Go,
as lightly as you like.
Off we go! Gloria! Gloria! In excelsis Deo!
Just be really careful, both sopranos and tenors.
Deo!
Don't let the bottom fall out of that one. Okay, it's very easy to go, Deo! Just let it fall away at that moment. And the good news is that the altos and basses are there to stop you from doing that. Let's hear, please, what the basses have at this moment.
Gloria!
Those are your notes. And instead of coming down the scale,
In excelsis Deo!
You go up. And in fact, actually, yours is a bit more interesting than everybody else's because you sort of go up, above, and then come back.
In excelsis Deo.
And come back to that note. Okay, here we go. The bass is starting. So prepare yourself for a top note, because that's where you're going to be.
Off we go. Gloria. Gloria. In excelsis Deo.
Very good. Let's hear sopranos, tenors, and basses thus far. Altos, clever as you are, just be thinking about how your music might fit in. If I tell you what your first note is,
that one.
See if you can work out how it's going to fit this wonderful trio of voices over here.
Clog, clog.
And then that one. 1, 2, 3, ah!
Gloria! Gloria!
Well done indeed. And you can feel that at times those chords sometimes are consonant, which means it all sounds like it's sort of pinging nicely, and other times dissonant. And Rutter is an absolute master at knowing where to just pile on the dissonance and then gradually boing, release it all, which is exactly what he does at figure 11. So tenors, as you come down,
in excelsis,
those slightly kooky sounding notes, those are absolutely correct. Just one more time, those three voices, please, and then we'll hear what the altos have been working out.
Give me your tenor and basses, tenors.
1, 2, 3, ah!
Gloria! Gloria!
Nicely done. Altos, show me what you've been up to. 1, 2, 3, and two. Everybody else is sort of doing something similar in the tenor and bass land. The sopranos are coming down, so you're trying to push the sopranos up.
Gloria! Gloria!
And then you come down to the basses.
In excelsis Deo.
So you've got those three pitches. All that sort of noble stuff. Who knew? A bit of Deep Purple in the middle of the drop. Okay? 1, 2, 3,
do
it!
Let's put this quartet together now, please.
Basses, tenors, altos,
sopranos. 1, 2, 3, ah!
Gloria! Gloria!
I think 2, 3, 1. Yeah. 2, 3, 1, I think we've done before. Let's just see if you recognise it. Perhaps you haven't, perhaps you don't, perhaps you won't. Basses.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Tenors.
Gloria in excelsis
Shadows, Guess What. Here we go. You'll be able to sing this in your sleep if you aren't already doing so.
Here we go, 1, 2, 3, breath, 2, 3.
Face of the world.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Basses, you've got the notes that goes, and everybody else goes, oh, basses. Let's go from the top of page 4, whatever that is, the seventh bar in or so.
Gloria, gloria, gloria.
1, 2, 3, 2, 3.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Just one more time on your own basis, please.
Here we go.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Fabulous. And then at figure 12, if Rob plays on, why don't you sing along a Rob? That's a new little game. You might recognise this. It goes like this.
Gloria.
Like figure 12. Here we go. And.
Gloria.
Recognise that bit from last week? Please say yes.
Yes.
Good. That's the right answer. Tell us a basis. Let's hear you at figure 12, please.
Claw, claw. 1, 2, 3. Ah.
Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
So it's like a ba 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 wa wa. Ba 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 ba. That says happy birthday in here as well. What's he up to? Great, tell us the bass together one more time. Figure 12.
Glo glo.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
That's the way. And Deo, everybody, every other singer, all other 599 of them will be singing a B flat, so tenors, don't be the one that's harmonising at that moment. You'll be on your own. Sopranos and altos, figure 12, please. Close. Jazz. Crescendos to fortissimo, and then it stays fortissimo for a while, and then at the beginning of Deo, it goes mmph. What does mmph stand for? Mezzo forte. Stronger or softer than fortissimo?
Softer.
So, in excelsis Deo is the dynamic effect that John Rutter is looking for. So as you come down your scale, excel cease strong, start softly on Deo, and do a big crescendo for me, okay? And if you sing the wrong notes, that's absolutely fine. This is what rehearsals are for. Let's have a go. Sitting really well, please. Look at 12.
1, 2, 3, breath, and a
Gloria.
Oh,
Very good. Now, I've done what John Rutter would expect me to do in bar 256 at the bottom line here, and write non-dim. Which basically means don't get quieter or softer at this particular moment. What tends to happen is people only ever see non-dim and then get quieter through that last note. So you've got to keep strong all the way through. So if he hadn't written anything, probably nobody would have worried about it. But because he's written it, I've felt duty-bound to write it in. Good. Now, I hope this might be a useful experiment, and I'm going to make this information available somehow to you, possibly via a Dropbox, or we'll do something clever. But I now want to just take you through how this score works with a performance of this piece, so you can see where you come in and out of the text. Would that be helpful?
Yes.
It certainly is helpful for me to know these sorts of things in advance, so I hope it'll be helpful for you. So let's go right back to the very, very beginning. If Rob can hear clearly enough, he might even occasionally play your music off the open score rather than the vocal score, so that you can hear, oh yeah, we're meant to be singing something along these lines. So sort of sing along with, I can't remember who this is, I think it might be King's College Cambridge and Gonville and Caius College Cambridge with the CBSO in a rarely orchestrated version of this particular piece. I really hope we don't get an advert halfway through. You can get a car insurance or something like that. Right, and if this is too loud, front row, then do throw something at me.
One, two,
And you've just been handed an orchestral part, or in this case, a choral part, and you see it, oh, yeah, that sort of makes sense, it's a bit bitty, but, you know. And then you have no idea how you fit in the context. So that gives you a little bit of an idea. So as I said, I'll try and make sure that is all available for you via ebook. Great, let's just change things around a little bit. Let's go back to our first booklet, and a bit of Fine Max, please, before we take a bit of a break. Page 21, I believe. Now, you've been so good over the last couple of weeks. I'm just going to pile on a bit of pressure, if you don't mind. Yes, Julie, we do. But let's have a go anyway and see what happens. I'm going to start with sopranos again. And we're going to begin in bar 9.
I keep a stand for the fair.
In rhythm of the words, and just start to learn how the rhythm works. But also listen to the surprise, because they're going to go brilliant.
Keep a fair, but for the fair to view.
to the rhythm in the middle.
Let's have a go. I keep
one and two.
I keep a fair of a fair to you. A bed, liver of a frog.
Now, this is a bit of a challenge. It's another one of those, not particularly musically, because you do that brilliantly, and you do the reading of the English brilliantly as well. The problem is, where the words are and where your notes are a bit sort of like that. I'm not even sure I can even do an impression of one eye going off in that direction and the other eye going off in that direction. So let's just have another go at that, because it's written quite a long way away from your music, it seems, okay? Even though they've tried to be as clear as they possibly can.
Here we go! And I keep a fair, but all a fair to you. A beg, a maybe, live a roll of love.
Put those two together, please.
There we are.
One and two.
I keep a fair, but all a fair to you. A beg, a maybe, live a roll of love.
Pretty good, Al, as the front end. But I'm not going to give you another go at it. We're going to do that in a moment. Alto, let's hear you at this moment. Now, bass is there for, I'm giving you extra revision time. Here we go, far nine, Alto. Strong there, or
a beggar may.
Just the sopranos and altos on their own from this place, bar nine. Off we go.
A king of fairness for the fair to be. A beggar may.
You are so good. Really, really well done. Tenors, you're brilliant as well, so I don't need to rehearse you. Basses, welcome. When you come up your scale, just be very careful of your fourth note. It's a bit of an eyebrow raise.
I keep a fair, but all the fair to you.
You get all the groovy stuff here. Have a go. Oh, actually, I didn't finish off, did I?
A beggar may live a roll of love.
You demonstrate your wonderful range as you go down into the depths of that particular note. Okay, good. Here we go.
I keep two, three, and. I keep a fair, for the fair to you. A beggar may be a roll of love.
Very good. And you don't need to make it sound like a QE2 coming in at that moment. So nice and open as you go. Be a roll of love. So nice open throat, don't close everything down. Now, the other thing I'd like you to be a bit more careful about is in bar nine, two dotted rhythms.
I keep a fair, rum-ti-tum-ti-tum.
And then what was the other thing I wanted to say to you? Oh, I was going to congratulate you, because then again, on the top of the next page, the words are written about 3 miles away from your music. So you did that extremely well. Let's hear a little duet of tenors and basses together, please. Tenors on bar nine, basses on bar nine. Off we go! You've got the most rhapsodic and improvisatory element there, and you're doing brilliantly well. This time, I'm going to let the basses alone, and I'm just going to come and listen out and help you if you need it. Off we go! Down one and then back up. Fair but four. Just doing that. I keep a fair but four. Here we go.
I keep a fair but four.
Thank you. Now let's put all parts together, please. Basses, tenors, altos. Whoever you are, everywhere. Off we go.
I keep a fair.
Let's go from the very beginning. Fine Maxa ladies, and unlike last week, I'm not going to sing through each of your bits. I'm just going to see how much you might remember of it. Okay, so sitting really well. Here's your chord at the very beginning for your Fine Max, and as light as you like.
Fine Max on ladies' cheek,
chop etc. Off we go.
Fine Max on ladies.
Then off. So tenors once again, I'm really sorry, it's quite high for a lot of the time. So as light as you like.
Fine, that's fine.
It is a starting note, I can't get the starting note, I think I'm lost.
Absolutely.
It is that one
note. I think some of you, you're right, some of you harmonise, you sang soprano note down an octave, which is a lovely idea. Now let's do the same thing standing up with mezzo piano. And then we take a little break. Make sure you put on your medieval hose and do a little bit of a dance. Off we go!
Fine,
any safety roll at all, okay?
Fine, 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 fine. Fine, that's for ladies, she just break on you. Good many words, but a body cannot move. I
slightest way to sound patronising, but having been told in the first week that you'd never done anything like that, and in first week we did 4 bars, next week we did another 4 bars, and now this week we've done 8 bars in one go and revised everything else like that. Brilliant job, well done, and a very well deserved break and some announcements from Eben. What more could anybody wish for? There aren't any. No notices. Chat amongst yourselves.
give them a throat. Brilliant. Welcome back, everybody. Let's find book two, please. And let's look at the other movement of the rudder, just to make sure that we've introduced you to this. And partly also, we need to check whether I've made any typos. Because you can look at these things for hours and hours and hours and think, yeah, that's absolutely right. And then about 2 seconds in, somebody sings something and you go, that's not what I wrote. apparently it was.
The way to find fire road is to polish the book and then 2 weeks later go into a random shop and pick a random page.
Yes, I read it. I said, yes, absolutely, as a member of the public. Okay, so you will remember when I think we looked at this briefly a while ago, that actually this is the same melody, to start with in unison, but it's now in a different feel.
Gloria in excelsis.
Oh, this is page 5, just in case. Sorry, did I not make that clear? Third movement, it should be Gloria, movement 3, which is page 5. The page numbers are slightly oddly in the middle of the book rather than on the outside.
Gloria. In excelsis, excelsis, excelsis,
and then it splits into parts, and then the altos and basses go off on one.
Excelsis,
and then basses you come down. Excelsis, and then we get a nice chord on.
Excelsis, excelsis,
and then you go down. Oh, it's as simple as that. Right. I'm just going to put a little circle around my typo so that I can get that out of the Christmas booklet before that becomes properly published for you. Let us begin, basses, please, at the end of bar 209, in other words, the end of the top line of your music, and run it very lightly in the voices.
In excelsis, 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 excelsis.
Can you all see there's a little tick? That little tick means, please take a breath.
Excelsis, excelsis.
Tick, take another little breath.
Deo.
With lots of help from Rob, here we go, basses.
In excelsis, 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 excelsis.
Allargando, which is written quite a long way away for you basses above the soprano part, means that it gets broader at that moment. So even though the bars seem to get a little smaller, actually time gets stretched out. So Deo feels a little longer for you at that particular moment. Good, really well done. Just have a listen to the middle of this second line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth bar in where it's got fortissimo.
Chelsea's ex Chelsea.
Let's just do that, please, basses. Here we go.
Chelsea's ex Chelsea's.
Good, and you get another colour note at that place, which takes us into another modal place. Really well done. Altos, end of the top line.
In ex Chelsea's, ex Chelsea's, ex Chelsea's, ex Chelsea's.
Big breath.
Excelsis, excelsis.
It's an alto bar. Take a breath. Step up.
Hey-ho.
So here we go. At the top of the line. And go. I had my tenor voice on. For you, it needs to be, excuse me, I'm going to step back.
In ecstasis, ecstasis.
So you're relatively high already.
One,
two, and go.
In ecstasis, 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 ecstasis.
Step up. So many other things going on. If there is something that you personally find, you go, oh, I could just do a little bit of that, and he doesn't seem to be noticing, and you get away with it. That is absolutely fine. In your solo piece, not so easy. But in this, absolutely understand why you might want to do that.
Let's put the outer spaces, let's put them together, please. Because you're sort of singing the same little moment.
In and go. In extensis, 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 extensis.
Yeah, now the really important thing is there, you are singing a B flat, you are singing a C flat, and on the piano it sounds like this. Sounds like a piece of music that I was playing not so long ago. There's a whole concert of it. Bit what my it was the Brett Dean. If any of you came to that concert or ever hear a member of the CBSO talk about Brett Dean in hushed tones, that'd be the reason why. Because it was what my grandmother used to call plinky plonky music. What my hall teacher used to call squeaky gate music, and there's a whole 15 minutes of it. So at that moment, just be really careful you don't get sucked into the alto notes, but I'll trust you on that for the time being. Tenors!
In extensis,
yeah, well, there's lots of this.
In extensis, extensis, and then you go up. Extensis, 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 extensis.
Breath. And then you go up and then down. That's the one. Here we go. Let's try it. See what happens.
Two. Ah. In extensis, extensis.
Sitting well, please. Here's a little tip, and I And I don't want to get too crotchety about it, frankly, because I won't be here for long enough to get on your case about it. This is a choir that you come to sing and enjoy yourselves, but can I also implore you to look after yourselves as well? If you are a leg crosser, this is like a dinner party when somebody says, oh yes, I teach Alexander technique, and everybody in the room just goes, yes, I sit like this all the time. If you cross your legs like that, or like that, and you're singing, you are twisting things down here, and that is where the breath mechanism needs to really open up. If you're sitting well with 2 feet, I mean, I can't quite reach because I'm quite short, but if you can reach the floor and your feet are on the floor and you're sat well, then all of this can expand to its full capacity. And the reason that is really important is because if you are breathing properly and breathing to your capacity, you are not driving the sound from here. If you drive the sound from here, you will tire yourself out really, really very much. And actually, you could be doing yourself a little bit of damage. So what we tend to do, BBC singers, perfect example in the rehearsal, sort of, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to sing a bit of Palestrina.
And you just think, I don't know what you're doing to yourselves. So I would just encourage you, feel free to sort of lounge about as much as you like when you're not singing. But as soon as it's time to sing, uncross, sit well so you can really support the breath. End of lecture. But it's for your benefit rather than me saying anything else. Here we go. This is the end of the top line of page 5.
In exchange.
And see what happens. May the force be with you. And go.
In exchange.
Let's practice if we're altos or basses. So this is the last 6 bars. I think that's 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Your music does this, and we're back into one of the bars. So in other words, every click, that's a whole bar of music going by. And it goes like this.
Amen.
1, 2. As we did last week, you go, Amen, and finish it off. Yeah, altos and basses, let's have a go. And the reason I do altos and basses first is because they've got the lower version of the pitches, and then sopranos and tenors, you sit on top of them, but you map them. You can probably see that the music basically does that at a similar interval all the way through.
Here we go,
and very good. This has been so easy for you now, to pronounce the test. You've heard what's going on over there. You do basically that, but a third higher.
Amen.
1, 2.
Oh.
listening well, please. The last 6 bars of page 5.
There we are.
Tenors and sopranos.
And
there we are.
And there's some basses. Off we go. Of movement 3, it's not the whole thing, and the thinking behind this is that we've sung the whole of the first movement towards the beginning of the Christmas concert, and then towards the end, probably where we're asking them to give generously to St. Basil's and all of that, there is a reprise of that music, and this is what we are singing here. So, the cue is a rather sort of splendid, and now, live from Norwich type feel, because you just get it and you come straight in. So it's a little bit evangelical, but quite fun nevertheless. So follow along, sing along if you wish as well. Let's hope I don't get another car insurance advert here. One of the tracks is weirdly called The Two Ronnies. I have no idea why it's called that, but anyway, here we go. That was a really tricky one to sing along to because Stephen Clearbury, God rest his soul, doesn't actually do the metronome marks that John Rutter marks here. So I should be interested to see what Simon does with this. And there's all sorts of pulling around, as you could probably see, where the music has things like allegando or accel. I mean, that basically is accelerando. So it's pushing through at that particular moment. He's very slow in the recording. So don't get... This is the danger with recordings. It is a guide. It is not the way we are going to do it. So you might get used to hearing that and going, oh, this is really slow. And then suddenly Simon goes... So that's the beauty of live music making. Don't get sucked into recording land. But that just gives you an idea as to what's going on there. And we've basically learned it. So it's about finessing that now and making that work. Now, what I wanted to do this evening... is to introduce you to the solo piece that you're doing, which is also in the same booklet. That's Christmas to Me. When you look at it on the page, I often find this with some of these slightly more sort of folky pop arrangements, is that you look at the rhythms on the page and you go, oh my goodness, that looks a little bit all over the place. When you've heard it, and you've experienced it and you've felt it. The fireplace is burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree. It just sort of grooves along. And then you don't have to worry about all that. But it's sort of robots walking down the road, walking down the street. So what I wanted to do tonight, by way of introduction of this piece, is to actually just play it to you and get a feel for what it's like all the way through. You'll see that there are sort of three or four verses. We might not have enough time to hear the whole thing, but you get an idea about the bits of music that come back. It's quite nicely repetitive, which means you come back to it and you go, oh yeah, I know how this tune goes. And there might be an extra soprano note or something like that added in just for a little bit of spice. And there's a few little sort of solo moments that can creep out. You can either have a group of people doing it, or there might be a brave soul amongst you that feels like this is your time to shine. Anyway. That's Christmas to me, which I'm hoping is not the theme from the two Ronnies, which is what it's labelled as here. It's going to be very embarrassing.
Democracy, is it?
Well,
we've done worse.
Not at the moment, no, certainly. So, But hopefully you can see that amongst everything else, actually, it's quite a straightforward learn. So it might be cheesy, but it's a sort of double Gloucester with a sprinkling of Parmesan over the top, and hopefully easy enough to you can have to learn as well. So yeah, looking forward to putting that together next week. Just before we go, we've just got time for it feels a little bit like I'm sorry I haven't a clue. Just got a bit of time for Doctor's Film Club. No. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I'd just like to see how much of what we did last week you remember. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that. Page 27, I believe, in book one. And the rules of this particular game are, if you don't quite remember what you're meant to be doing, sing something, preferably by Duke Ellington, in the space that you're doing it. So whether or not you end up on the right, do one or otherwise. And then hopefully next week we'll finish this one off as well, because actually there's only a little bit to finish. Let's stand. So, one, two, three, four.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that string. Do-wop. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. Do-wop.
It brings on difference in the scene.
But,
just give that rhythm everything you've got.
Yes! Very well remembered indeed. Really, really well remembered. Let's just see if we can tidy up this ladder section. So, tennis of basics, you've got to have a bit of a split personality. Bop, bop. Sorry.
Bop, bop, bop. Just give that rhythm everything you've got.
So just make sure you're coming down across the page turn there, which is why this must be done from memory. And then basses, bop, 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 just give that rhythm. So whilst the tenors come down, you go up and the two meet lovingly in the middle. Let's try it, please.
Bop, bop, one, two, three, ah.
Bop, 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 just give that rhythm everything you've got.
Very good. Let's go from it makes no difference. Sopranos and altos. A one, two, off we go.
It makes no difference in between.
Bop, bop. Just give that rhythm everything you've got.
Go for it.
Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wop.
Very good. Surprise, did you make it?
Ain't got that swing.
The previous ones have always been the lower one, okay? One more time. I can just about squeeze this in before 9 o'clock. Here we go.
Eat.
One, two, three.
It makes no difference between you. Bum, just give that rhythm everything you've got.
Two, three, four.
Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wop.
That's the way. And then next week we'll have you doing a lot of that. Great! Very well done indeed. You've done so much work on the rush this evening, and it's lovely to see the other pieces as well. Brilliant work. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. Huge thanks to Rob. And I must admit, I'm looking forward to next week, but I'm not looking.